Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So top news, the live show that we've been plugging.
14th of June.
At the Museum of Comedy in London Town.
Yeah.
Now sold out.
Oh dear.
So we're thinking about doing another one.
Yeah. Do you want us to do another
Would
one?
Would you like us to do that?
We can book it. We'll
take care of that. You don't have to do
and
it.
And we'll have microphones.
Yeah, we'd have them, yeah.
We're going to record it, aren't we?
Very much so.
Have we got someone to record it?
We'll record it.
Well, not just with this.
I think we probably will.
Oh, okay. We might just record it like this on the stage.
Yeah, I think we probably will do that.
But if you want to come and see it, it's always a laugh. Bring your skills, you know, if you've got any party pieces you can do.
Yeah, because we're going to do our world famous talent show.
Yeah.
So if you can do anything, I think we've had someone do a one hand clap before.
Someone do
wrestling for us.
Yeah. We did the impressions. It was quite fun.
That was good fun.
This is ancient. This is all a long time ago.
We haven't done it for a long time.
No, it'd be nice to be.
This is pre-pandemic. You know.
During the pandemic, I bet you was at home thinking, you know what I'd really like to go and see them too.
Good old laugh about it, a right old giggle, isn't it? I might do one of my bedtime stories.
I might do that.
Yes.
So we're going to do all that, but you, whatever you do, please avoid going near Buckingham Palace, right? If you're up in London to see us,
don't go there.
Because by the time we got that, Charles and Camilla will be in the palace.
You'll be king and queen.
And
you know who else will be there?
Who?
The Rock.
He'll
be out of the jungle because he's back in the jungle South Africa.
Paul Burrell.
And he's currently sticking his hand up animals' bums and all that sort of thing for money.
Yeah.
Which I think, I mean, say what you like about the geezer, but he's always kept his dignity.
Yeah.
And,
that's
you know, and I think it's a delightful thing that he's out there in the jungle again, just sort of playing with spiders and having things dropped on him and make him eat things, you know?
Yeah.
It's what Diana would have wanted.
I think so, but of course they're very keen to appeal to popular culture, the new king, a very modern monarchy.
Oh, Christ.
So they've got him right in there. He's got a weight on them. I can't see him doing it. They require some servants. But nowadays, The Rock...
Yeah,
Paul the Rock Burrell.
You know too much about him.
He reckons he's royal himself now. Would he go back to being a lackey?
No, of course he bloody wouldn't. That's a very good observation, actually.
Of course,
because he's got those pigskin buckled shoes.
That's right.
He's had them specially made by Adidas, and he's like, he's not going to give them up and go because King Charles would go, What are you wearing on your feet?
Yeah.
And you have to go, these are my pigskin, like, buckle shoes.
It makes
too much noise, Burrell.
What he does, he stands outside, but if you see, it's pathetic,
oh,
right?
I know, it's pathetic. I'm embarrassed for him.
He's drawn his own Charles's crest on a T-shirt with felt tip pen. You can get the waterproof Mobbycraft.
And he has what he's got as well.
What's that thing that
he's got there?
He's got that on there.
Yeah.
He's written a letter that he says that
it's very sad
the Queen consort wrote to and it's like it's all his own handwriting Dear the Rock. Yeah. I mean, would she really write that?
She wouldn't call him the Rock. Yeah.
We know what you've done with Diana
and all the good stuff what you've done.
And just to anyone who's reading this, to confirm that Paul is very much part of the royal family, and you know he's very welcome.
That is not Burrell's handwriting. You know who's handwriting it? It's Whichell's, I'm afraid.
Oh, he's trying to get in as well.
He's trying to get Burrell in there.
Yeah,
and he's bunging him a few quid and saying, "You get in there,
tell the stories. Oh Christ!
And I will put them in the newspaper." And Burrell was like, "This is like in the years gone by when he worked for Diana, he'd have been like, no way. Very protective.' But now he's like, what's name your price? Name your price.' And Whichell's because Whichell's mad.
Yeah,
he's gone, I'll give you 10 million quid. And Burrell's gone, all right, okay, I'll do it for that. But knowing full well that Whichell doesn't have that money, you know?
You better tell him what happened. He was hiding in the toilet. The Queen Consort's toilet.
Who, Whichell or...?
No, Burrell to dish the dirt to Whichell. Oh, it's very embarrassing.
It is embarrassing because they've got such a big toilet. That's a thing, and they've got a big old one of them big baths in there.
That's it, they've got the lot in there.
Yeah, they've got everything in there, like, and it's all old, it's all been in there for years and stuff, right? Yeah. And a lot of it doesn't work, you know. It's just strange because all they've got to do is go down to the bathroom workshop and they can get it all kitted out, all new, but they're all like, no, it's all Victorian this and all that, you know. Anyway, she's gone in there, pulled her pants down, and pulled up her skirt. And it's all creaking on the toilet, on the wooden seat, and that.
Yeah.
And she hears this like that. She says, "What's that noise?"
Yeah, that's it.
And then, before she knows it, Burrell is like popped up in the bath, and he's got an ancient Egyptian rug over him.
That's it.
Hundreds of years old.
That's it.
That he's found somewhere. And she's gone like this. She's gone, what? She puts her fag out on the floor.
Between her legs.
In the pocket. She said, "What are you doing in there?" He's like, he said, "Don't come in with me." He says, I know where you come from.
Of course, no love lost there, is
not
it?
At all.
Diana's bloke,
He's like, "I know what you've done," right? He says, "And I know what's going on here," right?
That's
she's
it.
Like, she's like, "You get out of here." He says, "No, I'm not getting out of here because I'm working for the king now, right? And so we'll find out who's in charge here."
That's it.
And she says, "So you go back just smoking your fags on the bog.
That's it.
You keep your mouth shut, right?
Yeah.
And I'll let me do my job and you do yours."
Ooh, no love lost
at all. And she's like, she gets as good as she gets. She goes, "If I see you hiding in the bath in my bog again," she says, "I'm going to come over here. I could be midstream," right? She says, "but I'll get up and I'll come over there with this fag and I'll stick it out of your eye."
That's it.
Right?
That's
He's like, "You try it. Go on, you try it."
That's
right? It's a right old standoff. Once upon a time in the West.
Yeah, that's Diana's Rock.
Well, that's where he's standing up for her from beyond the grave.
Do you remember that time, that story?
Someone's got to.
He told Nick Whichell this, whether it's true or not. The rumour is he's serving breakfast one morning.
Yeah.
She's there turning it on the old Lambert and Butler golds, you know.
Yeah, quite extra long. They're like that long.
Putting the butts out in her fried egg, Paul's there.
Just going through the form of the book.
Post. Blowing off. And old Burrell comes and he goes, "Would sir and madam require more coffee?" Charles goes, "No, I'm just going out." You know, he goes out for a little check on the flowers and that. And as Charles goes out, he goes, "Listen, Right, squares up to the Queen concert. Yeah. He goes, I'm the Rock, I'm Diana's, I know what you're doing. As you say, she gives as good as she can get.
Yeah.
She's going, you fucking want to try it with me?
Yeah.
I'll give you a 1-2 spank right in your fucking bugle.
And then she goes, bang, bang, pop, pop, two downstairs, upstairs, bang,
bang,
fuse box, right, sir. That's what she says.
Uppercut, you know, bang, bang, you won't know what fucking... I'll knock your fucking teeth so far down your throat, you won't have to sit your toothbrush up your arse to clean it.
Fruity,
very fruity, very colourful.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, well, Mum, Charles comes in, oh, you two getting on quite well.
Yeah, having a good old time. And as you know, more tea, Mum.
And as Charles is there looking over his morning briefing papers, just so toys and he's going,
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's Diana's butler. Rock, what do you expect? The Rock.
I know. I think we've had a letter from the producers here.
Oh, yeah.
Just to clarify, at no point will Paul Burrell be entering the palace and pretending to be King Charles's butler, or will he be popping up in a Victorian bath whilst Camilla is on the bog smoking a fag? She may or may not do that, and if she does do that, that is absolutely fine. We don't know if she does, and we have to make that clear.
There's a little addendum at the bottom. NB, we have no idea whether she smokes in the bog and opens her legs to drop the fag butt through into
or puts it out in her eggs.
Or puts it out in her fried eggs.
Yeah.
Paul Burrell is one of this country's leading Diana Butler people.
Yeah.
And at no
and
point
will be forever.
And will be forevermore. And at no point is there any animosity with the Queen consort.
None at all.
Happy to clear that up, Paul. Keep up the good work in reality TV.
Well done. Keep bringing the money in to preserve Diana's memory.
There's a fitting tribute, seeing you stick your hand in a nest of trenches. Lovely stuff. There is nothing more befitting of a royal princess so hard done by the establishment by the sight of you eating a kangaroo's bumhole. Well done, Paul.
It's a fitting tribute.
Lovely stuff.
I suspect Harry and his brother are
over the moon about that.
Okay, guys.
Yeah,
live show, let us know. You know where to find us. Patreon, patreon.com/ Angie Lawson Barry Show. Come over there, put your hands in your pocket, get involved.
And also let us know if you will buy a ticket. Well, they won't buy a ticket from the bloody Patreon. They can't come for free. Come and see the live show. Let us know if you want to do another live show, because we're sold out. Yeah. Not just the big guns who do it, it's us, we can sell it. Very quickly.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Oh,
the Billy Best.
See you soon.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.